Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Barely Bookish Podcast. Today, I am once again joined by Jen from In Her Good Books, and we're talking about Wuthering Heights.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm so excited to keep on talking about this book.
These chapters are insane.
This book is so dramatic.
Right?
This is reality TV.
Yeah.
This is Housewives of...
I've started getting ads for Vanderpump Rules. Like, that's
yes. Yes, yeah. Perfect. I've influenced you.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I've been getting ads, so I've been seeing it.
Yeah, this is Vanderpump Rules, truly. No, this book is definitely like, what is that called? It's not a Regency era. What am I trying to say? 1800s Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these chapters, they take it to the extreme.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen that list of ways that people in, like, Jane Austen-esque books die?
Yes, this is exactly it.
She's like died because she didn't get enough attention, basically.
Yeah. Oh my god, it just makes me so happy.
Oh my god. Why is it so good? Just so dramatic for no reason.
It just seems so. I don't know. I guess I haven't really read that many classics, so maybe you who are the expert, obviously, know better.
That's such a weird concept.
I just have not encountered this kind of drama in any other classic book to this extreme.
Jane Eyre was close. I think it's a Bronte moment, honestly.
Yeah, I think the only one that does come to mind is Jane Eyre, but it's been so long since I read it. But yeah, I think the Bronte sisters are special in this way.
Yeah. This is another Bronte, isn't there?
Mm. Yeah, there's another one.
Emily?
I want to say Anne.
No. Anne might
This
be
is
right.
Emily. Yeah.
This is Emily. You were right. Yeah.
And she has a book as well that is on my list to read. I can't remember what it's called, though.
I don't know.
But I'm going to read it because I need to know if it's...
I know. Finish out.
The same vein. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what did they go through in the moors that they apparently just, like, resided in? Like, something haunting, apparently.
Yes. I think I need to do a little bit of research into them to see where this is coming from.
The only thing I found is that, like, they all died pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, their dad was, like, a priest or something. Like, not a priest, but a clergyman.
Yeah.
So that's all I really know.
I'm gonna find out some more stuff for next time. Uh-huh. That's my goal.
I always get scared looking things up because I'm like, I'm gonna get a handful of spoilers I don't want.
Yes. I'll do the looking up so that, because I've already read it and you don't need spoilers.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the service.
You're welcome.
So we are on to chapter 10. Our main man, after like going on this journey and like breaking into this people's house, Lockwood is down with the count for 4 weeks. He's now sick in bed.
Oh, which is just also so extreme.
I want to be sick in bed for 4 weeks. You know? Just be like,
I would be okay with it, honestly. Stay home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, I did get COVID and I was sick in bed for like a full week with it. And I would rather die than do that again.
This is true. Whenever my husband gets sick, I'm always like, damn you, I never get sick. You get to lay around all day doing nothing and I have to just keep going. But then when I actually do get sick, I'm like, okay, this is actually pretty terrible.
I didn't get COVID until 2023, like the end of 2023. And I was so mad because I was like, I missed the Tiger King like phase where everyone was getting it. Like, it's no longer like, now it's cool, just like, anymore. Oh yeah, like yeah. Now that it's like cool, but I'm just like, I feel like I missed the actual like, oh, COVID's terrible, and now it's like, oh, you got COVID again, like now we're at that point, like mm-hmm. people don't care anymore, and it's like yeah. oh, this is terrible, woe is me, and everyone's like, buck up, we've all yeah. had it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, but you know, they're just getting like a head cold and they have the chills or something. They're like, I gotta stay in bed for 4 weeks.
Yes.
That's the kind yeah. of illness I want.
Like, he doesn't seem that sick. He's just chilling.
Yeah. I want the, I feel weary for 4 weeks. I can just lay in bed.
I mean, I also thought Kathy didn't really seem that sick, but it kills her, so.
Yeah. Literally. In my notes, you see me progressively being like, oh, this girl just making it up. And then suddenly she's like, no, I'm like literally dying.
I'm like, oh. Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Whoopsie, whoopsie. So he's like, Lockwood's curled up in bed and he's like, hey, you know what would actually cheer me up and heal me and heal my soul? If you gave me more hot goss, Mrs. Dean. And Mrs. Dean's like, okay, fine, I guess.
Mrs. Dean is the Tiger King of the
truly,
time.
Truly. Regency era Tiger King.
That's what they all say. Yeah.
You heard it here first on the Barely Bookish yes. podcast. I still have not seen Tiger King. I had, like...
Me neither.
I was sick in bed with COVID, and I was like, should I watch it?
I don't think anything could make me actually watch it. I think I've heard enough.
Yeah, literally. I think I watched, did I catch up on Bridgerton? I don't know. I watched some random TV shows to, like... Because I couldn't do anything else. Because my brain, like... Yeah. I got really bad like brain fog, so I couldn't like get anything done. So I just like mm-hmm. laid in bed and watched TV. So I can't even remember what I did most of the time.
That's pretty extreme, yes.
Yeah. So Mrs. Dean's like, yeah, I don't really like Catherine, so I'm going to tell you this story. Totally not biased at all, which is so funny.
Which the whole book is like this because it is so dramatic and. Mm-hmm. How much of it is that what actually happened and how much of it is just how this woman is telling the story?
Yeah. She's just, like, obviously biased, and I think it makes it kind of funnier.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
She then compares Catherine to a thorn and says that Edgar Linton has to bend to her, which I liked that little comparison that we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I can see that.
So then out of the blue, Heathcliff's back, just strolls on in one day, and he's like, hey, where's Catherine? Like, as if it hasn't been, like, 7 years.
Right.
And then Mrs. Dean decides to play coy and tells him, without telling Catherine who it is, and she's like, oh yeah, Catherine, someone's here to see you. And Catherine's like... okay, like, who could possibly be here? Like, I don't really have anybody. So she, like, goes to go see. And then as soon as, like, the door closes, Mrs. Dean's like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's her ex-boyfriend, a.k.a. also stepbro, to Catherine's husband.
He's like, what? Why didn't you say anything? Like, she's like, it's funnier this way.
Yeah. I'm just imagining that you're, like, sitting there and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, you know that guy that your wife hangs out with all the time? That's her ex-boyfriend. Anyways, back to my crocheting. Like,
God, it's so funny.
So Mr. Linton does not want Heathcliff around at all, which is fair. Yes. Literally his wife's like
love of her life.
Yeah, love of her life. Like, imagine that you have to hear your wife always talk about, like, the one that got away, and then the one that got away shows back up.
Yeah, and just wants to hang out constantly.
Mm-hmm. He's like, remember when we were, like, dating? Wasn't that fun?
Who's this guy? Your husband? Yes.
Ew. Weird. Okay. So, Mrs. Dean's like, oh yeah, by the way, when Heathcliff showed up, he was like super hot. Like, he looked really good. He was tall and muscular and mature. And then she like goes on like this whole list of like how hot he is. And she's like, and then Edgar's just over there. So.
Yeah, because Heathcliff is supposed to be all like manly and dark and handsome, and Edgar is like kind of feminine and
I just imagine him kind of
small
lanky.
And yeah. So they're total opposites in every way possible, actually.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Heathcliff like looks like a super built swimsuit model just got off the runway, and then her like very average looking but kind soul husband is just like, oh my god, what is this dude doing here?
Yes, that's exactly it.
So Catherine and Heathcliff are just straight up flirting right in front of her husband. They're like, oh, you're so hot, like, oh my god. And her husband's just supposed to be like sitting there.
He's like just silent for so long. they're just blatant, like, it's just so unbelievable. Yeah. I think she keeps getting up and like grabbing his hand and touching him and kneeling before him and just being like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're here. Edgar's like, stop embarrassing yourself. Not everyone needs to know about this. Please be quiet.
It's so dramatic, too. Like, just the whole thing. Oh my god. So then, Heathcliff ends up leaving. The house, like, kind of goes back to normal. And then later that night, Catherine decides to pull Mrs. Dean by the hair to wake her up. And she's like, why? What? And then Catherine's like, oh yeah, Heathcliff's gonna stay the night at Wuthering Heights. And then Catherine's like, or Mrs. Dean's like, okay, what? And then she's like, he's back, so, you know? And then, like, leaves. That's basically the entire conversation. Just woke her up in the middle of the night to be like, the love of my life is back, so.
So, like, what do you think about it?
Yeah. What are we doing? What's happening? And she's like, what? Why? What do you want from me right now? What are we doing here? So, then we find out that Isabella, who is Catherine's sister-in-law, thinks Heathcliff is hot. So, you know.
Yep.
And then Isabella decides to handle this by being mean to Catherine and trying to get Heathcliff to like her that way.
That's not gonna work.
I don't understand what the whole, like, enemies to lovers situation that we're trying to do here, but, like, lordy, okay.
No. But Isabella. Isabella going after Heathcliff is, like, the worst thing that could happen to Edgar. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's drama. Yeah. And also the worst thing that can happen to Catherine, because she's like, no way, he's mine.
This very much feels like when a hostess starts dating a line cook. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You're just like, you are too pure and too innocent to understand the complexity of this situation.
Yes.
So Isabel then ends up saying that Heathcliff would love her back if Catherine got out of the way. And I'm like, I don't think so, girl.
No. No, no.
No. Nope. So Catherine ends up telling Isabella that Heathcliff would chew her up and spit her out, which is iconic.
So yeah, and Heathcliff she's just turns like, around. Well, she's just like, Heathcliff is the worst. He's a monster. You do not want to be anywhere near him. And I'm like, yes, this is actually true.
Like, Catherine basically is like, he is the epitome of Satan. I just find Satan hot. Yeah. So, bear that in mind.
Yeah.
So, as soon as Heathcliff comes over the next day, Catherine's like, hey, Heathcliff, Isabel has a crush on you. So...
Isabel sitting right there.
Yeah. And then they both decided to bully Isabella relentlessly to the point where she cries and leaves the room. And she still is attracted to Heathcliff after this. Yeah, so
she still goes for it anyways.
Which, like, go off, girl, but also don't do that.
No. Like, they're both saying absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good idea. This is not a thing. But of course, she's just this silly girl who's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's not fine.
It's not fine. So then we're on to chapter 11. So Harrington... So chapter 11. Harrington, which Mrs. Dean raised... but it's been, you know, like 7 years, and this is now like a preteen. He does not recognize Mrs. Dean at all, which is fair.
Yeah.
And he decides to throw flint at her head. So there's that.
Yep.
Kids, I guess. Apparently Heathcliff taught Harrington to swear and bully his dad, which is iconic.
Yeah. Well, his dad is also the worst, so. Yeah. And
literally no one redeemable.
No. And Heathcliff is living there at Wuthering Heights with Henley. Because, what, I think Henley keeps him around to gamble with and try to get his money. It seems extreme.
And also he wants to kill him, so.
Yes. And then, yeah, he does say soon that he goes to his room every night with a gun and hopes that the door's unlocked. Like, why can't he just shoot him at the dinner table? Why does he have to wait until nighttime?
I don't know. I feel like it's like part of the whole, like, oh, if he leaves the door unlocked at that point, he's allowing me to kill him kind of thing.
Yes. Yes, I guess so.
I don't know. Weird way to ask for consent, but go off, I guess.
Yes, yep.
Heathcliff hugs Isabella, and Mrs. Dean is acting like the world is ending. She then says that Heathcliff made love to Isabella, and I was like, they were banging in the garden? And then I remember that that means they're, like, kissing or hugging or something.
Yeah, they're just having an embrace.
I was like, whoa!
Oh, gosh. Yeah. This really went far.
Every time that happens in a classic, because, like, I don't just read classics, so it's like I'm always switching my brain back into and out of, you know?
Yeah.
Every time that they're like, oh yeah, he made love to her, I'm like, whoa, and then it's
getting
like, oh,
spicy.
No, never
mind. Yeah,
I'm like, juicy. Yeah, turns out he kissed her, so call the police, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So Catherine thinks that the reason he's like kissing and hugging on Isabella is because it's revenge on her. Which, like, she's not wrong, but also not everything's about you, Catherine.
Yeah, no. Yes. He has lots of reasons, I think, for going for it. One of them is getting revenge on Catherine. He also wants to get revenge on Edgar. He just wants everything. He wants everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man of many wants. Most of them is, you know.
Revenge.
Revenge. So, Mrs. Dean immediately snitches to Edgar. Edgar's like, you are no longer allowed at my house because you made out with my sister, and that's weird.
And you want to make out with my wife, which is also
weird. So, Catherine ends up shoving and locking Mrs. Dean away, tells her husband he can't call for backup, and it has to be a fist fight situation if he actually wants to kick out Heathcliff.
It's just so bizarre.
Catherine's like, bar fight rules, okay? No knives. Fist only.
But she locks the door so they can't get out. But then the other door to, like, the patio is open. So he just leaves. Just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Edgar punches him in the face, though. When he's
he does.
He, like, eggs Heathcliff on, sneak attacks, punches him in the face, and then runs out the door.
Yes. Yes, that's what happened. funny.
And then Catherine's pissed. She's like, what the fuck? And then she's like, everyone needs to leave. She's like, everybody needs to leave me alone. Don't come talk to me. And I was like, okay, whatever, Catherine. Bye, okay, I guess.
They just did what you wanted. So you set this whole thing up.
You said fist fight. And then he fist fought. And then she got mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Edgar said she needs to choose. And Catherine's like, leave me alone. Like, he's like, choose your husband or your ex-boyfriend. And Catherine's like, how dare you?
Yes. It's totally unreasonable.
How could you even ask such a thing of me? Truly, I suffer. So Catherine realizes her temper tantrum is not going to work here. So she decides to lock herself in a room. And then Edgar goes over to Isabella and says, hey, if you entertain Heathcliff, I'm cutting you off completely. You will no longer be my sister. And Isabella's like, oh, crazy. Anyways.
And yeah, Catherine keeps throwing these temper tantrums. And they are like, I mean, they'll get worse, but they are for real temper tantrums.
Yeah.
Like kicking, screaming, laying on the ground.
Whole nine.
Yeah.
So then we are on to chapter 12. Everyone's ignoring each other. They're all like locked in their own wings of this house, basically. Catherine finally comes down because she got thirsty. Iconic.
Yeah.
And then she says to Mrs. Dean, she's like, I'm dying and none of you care.
Yeah. Well, she kind of makes this whole plan that she's like, if you're all gonna upset me like this, then I'm just gonna die from it. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't take her very long to not die from it. She comes down, thirsty. She ends up eating eventually.
Then she's like, you know what? Maybe I'll just kill myself if it would hurt my husband's feelings. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Weirdo. Catherine's freaking out and losing her mind. She starts acting like she doesn't recognize her own face in her own reflection. She's like, who's right? that? I'm like, girl.
And Mrs. Dean is like, that is you. And she's like, ah! Yeah. She's like, that is literally you in a mirror. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So then Catherine starts wishing that she was a child again and back at Wuthering Heights and with Heathcliff. And I'm like, girl, you hated Wuthering Heights. What are you talking about right now?
It was the worst.
Yeah. So Catherine has a full meltdown. Edgar ends up walking in. And then he's like, why did you not tell me that Catherine was this bad? Like, I would have came up sooner. And she's like, this literally just happened. Like,
yeah. Like, they live in the same house. Like, come on.
Yeah. I'm imagining Catherine has, like, locked herself in the most dramatic tower.
Yeah. With just, like, a little, like, spiral staircase going up to her little...
Oh, yeah.
Room For away sure. from everybody.
Like, it's a lot of steps to get up there, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Catherine tells Edgar to go back to his books and leave her to die.
Because all this time, he's just been reading and not caring that she's been slowly killing herself by not eating for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Then Mrs. Dean is like, but you forgot that you just had dinner, so yeah. you'll be fine.
She's like, I'm
You'll
starved.
Last at least 3 days more.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm starved, I'm parched. And Mrs. Dean is looking at the empty cup and the empty food bowl. She's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Didn't I just bring you up some peaches? Like, what are we talking about right now?
Yeah, no.
Edgar says that Mrs. Dean turned everyone against Heathcliff by, like, filling him in, and Catherine loses her mind. She's like, you are a witch! You are the one who's against me! Like, how dare you? And Mrs. Dean's like, I'm just gonna go for now. Like, I'll leave y'all to this. You guys have fun.
This is not my problem. No.
Yeah. So then she goes outside, and she finds Isabella's dog, like, tied up and, like, almost dead.
Like, hanging!
Hanging, she unties this dog, and the dog's like, oh, cool, thank you, and just, like, roams around. I'm like, yeah. What?
I was like, what? I know. I read that, like, a couple times. Like, nope, it definitely says hanging by its neck.
Like, yeah, I was like, I can't be reading this right. Like, what?
No.
And then she also hears hoofbeats in the distance. And we're like, oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Something's happened.
Something's going on. So Mrs. Dean goes and grabs a doctor. The doctor is being hella nosy. Hella nosy. He's like, so what's going on? What's going on with Catherine? I heard that Heathcliff's back in town. I also heard that they were in the garden for like 4 hours last night. So you have anything to say to that? Anything to comment? And I'm like, whoa, doctor. Whoa.
Yep.
And then she's like, oh yeah, I heard Catherine's also gonna run away with him. And like, Mrs. Dean's like, what? What are you saying right now? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So Isabella's gone. Fully ran off with Heathcliff.
Yeah, I think Mrs. Dean finds that out in kind of this conversation with the doctor or like with someone else. In town.
That... Yeah, she finds that Isabel's missing after the conversation with the doctor, and then someone, like, a few minutes later is immediately like, oh yeah, I heard from someone in town that they ran off together, so there's that.
Oh yeah, and then she's just like, well, I'm just not going to say anything to anybody for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to be and quiet about this for a while.
One of the other servants spots that she's missing, and they're like, oh, crazy. And then Edgar's like, okay, I guess I'm done with my sister then, because I'm not going to be around Heathcliff, who's like actively trying to steal my wife, so she can go have fun.
Yep. He just disowns her.
Yeah. Drop of the hat, too.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I wouldn't really want Heathcliff around my wife either.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think that's a safe bet. Probably a good idea to not get the dude that your wife wants to cheat on you with, you know?
Your new brother-in-law.
Yeah, your new brother-in-law who your wife also is hoping to sleep with.
Shoot.
A little complicated. So then we are on to chapter 13. It's been 2 months. And also, I think they're hinting that Catherine's pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes. Which they really just kind of glaze over. They do not go into any detail about this pregnancy.
No.
At all.
I was like, and I had to read it a couple times. I was like, is this a factor?
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering she's like, I want there to be a pregnancy in this book, but I don't really know anything about pregnancy and how that works, so I'm not going to write about it. It's just going to have happened.
I'm like, maybe we'll get a baby at some point. I don't really know. Well, I guess she has to, because Heathcliff mentions at the beginning he has a niece, right? So
yeah. Yep. She is indeed pregnant. But, yeah, you don't really get very much information about that.
I don't want much information. I just want to know, baby, no baby.
Yeah, baby.
Works out. Works out for me. Works out for me.
Perfect.
Isabella sent a letter saying that she's, in fact, married to Heathcliff, so glad we got some confirmation there. And then she wrote to Mrs. Dean and asks how anybody could find joy at Wuthering Heights. And then she's like, also, by chance, do you know if Heathcliff is the devil?
Yeah, because I'm actually quite unhappy and I'm in hell.
Like, imagine writing to your bestie, like, not even your bestie, like, as someone who used to work for you. Like, hey, you know, you used to work for my now husband. Do you know if he's Satan incarnate or not, like, yeah, by chance?
I'm pretty sure he is, so just want confirmation.
Isabella's, like, basically writing a letter where she's like, every day is misery, send help. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm being very much emotionally abused at all times.
Like, it's a very clear call for help, and everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, that's just Isabella.
Yeah, and also you decided to marry Heathcliff, so that's just him. We've warned you.
Yeah, Catherine was literally like, yeah, he's hot, but he's Satan. And Isabella's like, okay, I heard he's hot. Didn't hear anything else.
Yes.
So Isabella's like, Mrs. Dean, I need you to come hang out with me. Please. Everyone here sucks.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Dean's like, okay, sounds good, I'll come hang out. So she goes over there. We find out that Harrington talks like Joseph. So now we know who's raising him, I guess.
Yeah. Now we have more characters talking in a way that we cannot understand.
Yeah, I still don't know what's going on every time he talks.
No.
So we get the recap of Isabella's first day at Wuthering Heights now. So, Hindley's a disaster. Basically trashed all the time. Complete menace to society. Isabella's not happy. She says that she fears living alone with Heathcliff. And that's why they're back at Wuthering Heights, because she could not live alone with him.
I understand.
Yeah.
Although, at Wuthering Heights, Hindley has a gun that he takes to Heathcliff's room every night to try to shoot him. So, it's just bad all around.
I mean, everybody there's so awful that I don't understand the benefit of someone else taking, like, being there Truly.
No. Well, and she shows up and she's like, okay, show me to my room. And they're all like, there are no rooms. And she's like, yes, there is. No. Leave. And she's like, but I can't. I live here. Yeah. She's like, I'm tired.
Yeah, my luggage is already brought somewhere. Like, where is it?
She's like, oh, like, go to Heathcliff's room. Heathcliff is like, you will never come in my room.
I think he's it locked, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Heathcliff is like, yeah, sure, let's get married, I guess. Like,
yeah. Revenge. Now, if Edgar and Catherine don't have a kid, then Thrushcross Grange goes to Isabella when Edgar dies. Isabella goes to Heathcliff. Heathcliff gets it all. But that's a long game.
Mm-hmm. He is in it for the long haul.
He is, yes.
So this is the point where Henley's like, hey, heads up, lock yourself in at night. And she's like, why? And he's like, because every night I will be outside your door. And if it's a I shouldn't laugh at this. It's just so crazy. So crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, if it's not locked, I will go in and kill your husband. So make sure you lock it if you care about his life. And I feel like Isabel's just sitting there looking at the lock every night. She's like, should I leave it unlocked?
I would maybe accidentally forget to lock it.
Yeah. She's just like, I just feel like there's a good minute where she's just staring at the lock on the door, trying to decide what she wants to do.
Yeah, she should have done it.
So, this is where I find out that Henley has not only a gun, but there's a knife strapped to the gun that he carries around at all times.
Yes.
Mini bayonet, basically.
It's just so extreme.
Don't really understand the Swiss Army knife gun situation, but whatever, I guess.
He just wants to be extra sure that if the time comes to do the killing, he's got every avenue covered.
So then she goes down and decides to make porridge for herself, has a random fight with Harrington because he decides to drink straight out of the jug. And she's like, that's actually really gross. And he's like, and?
So funny.
I still don't understand why there is absolutely no rooms in what is probably a giant house. But that happens again.
Right? Yep.
Like, this house, like, assumably is about probably like a manor. And it should have at least 8 bedrooms or something. And no one can seem to find a bedroom.
No.
There was like servants living here before, too. Like, where did they sleep?
Like, even if they don't have anyone to clean up the rooms or wait on them, they still have the rooms. They still have somewhere to put her or to put Lockwood or anyone who shows up. They're just like, no, not doing it.
I hope there's a movie about this, because I need to see the movie.
I haven't watched... There is one. I have not watched any adaptations of this, but I really
want to. We gotta watch one at the end. Yeah, we gotta.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna need to talk about it, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that's settled. So, Joseph leads her to a nice room, and I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be Catherine's. Like, I was terrified that was gonna happen again.
Yeah.
But he's like, okay, that's Heathcliff's room. And it's like destroyed on the inside. Like, he was like throwing furniture around, breaking stuff. And she's like, ooh, no. Actually.
Yeah, it's just like the beast's west wing.
So she goes and sits on the like stairs and just bawls her eyes out, which, girl, same.
Yeah. For real.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So then Isabella ends up hiding in Harrington's room and just sleeping in a chair. Which, what are you gonna do? And then Heathcliff like busts up in there while she's trying to sleep. And it's like, Catherine's ill, and if he also thinks Edgar caused it, and that Isabel is doomed to suffer until Catherine is better, because he can't get his hands on Edgar. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Right.
Okay.
Plus, this is Catherine is doing it to herself. She, they're both so terrible.
Mm-hmm. So then we're on to chapter 14. Edgar says that he'll never see his sister again, and that he feels sorry for her, which he kind of should, to be honest. Her life's terrible, though.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. But he's like, but no, but she still can't. I will not see her. I will not write her. Mm-hmm. She does not exist to me.
Like, good on him for sitting on his boundaries, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes his life better, so go off.
Yes.
So, Mrs. Dean gets there, and Isabel's like holds her hand out, expecting a letter from her brother, and she's like, yeah, he didn't write you. So.
Awkward.
Yeah. And then Mrs. Dean tells Heathcliff that he should move out of the country and not bother the Lintons again. He's like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You and I both know no. I'm not going to do that.
No, not even close.
So then Heathcliff says that he will see Catherine whether or not everyone likes it. Go off. So then fully in front of his wife, he talks about how much him and Catherine love each other. And I'm just like, okay, buddy.
Like, come on, just be together then. You don't care about propriety in any way. You don't care about any of the people involved. So just screw them all and stop being so crazy and just be together.
Like, this is like the epitome of a toxic couple. I'm like, why don't we have everybody and their mother involved in the situation? Like, just date each other and leave the craziness alone. Like, leave everybody else out of it for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So Heathcliff says there's no way Edgar could ever love Catherine nearly as much as he does. And if he loved Catherine for this, like, his whole lifespan, Heathcliff would still love her like for 80 years longer or something ridiculous. I'm like, oh my god, what?
He could, what was it, like, he'd, no, I can't remember. He loves her more in one day than Edgar could in 1,000 years or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the quote. There we go. Something like that. So then he calls Isabel a slut. It's like, what?
Just poor Isabella. Like,
do these mean the same thing?
I don't know.
That is the first time I've read the word slut in a classic novel, so.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. Might have to look that one up as well.
Yeah, find out if these mean the same thing or if that means. Let's do a quick little Google on that one just because I want to make sure.
That'd be fun.
Nope, it means the same thing. Yeah. Okay. It's according to Wikipedia, the root of the word slut is a used to describe a woman as dirty or refer to her as a prostitute, harlot, or immoral woman.
Well, I guess she kissed him that one time out in the garden, so
yeah, damn
slut.
Apparently it was originally, the first time it was originally used was 1450.
Wow.
Yeah. Medium has an entire article about the origin of the word slut. So.
Interesting.
crazy. Okay, I Googled a little too long on that. I just needed to know. I just needed to make sure it wasn't going to be one of those things where it, like, wasn't, like, it was bad, but not exactly what we were all thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just needed to know. So, he's like, my wife wants to bang me. Can you imagine the horrors? Like, that's basically what he's saying. Poor you, Heathcliff. Sorry you're hot. Like, I don't...
Yeah. It's not Catherine, though. He has no interest.
So, he's boasting to Mrs. Dean. He's like, after all these 2 months, I finally made Isabella hate me. So, I'm doing something good. And I'm like, yeah. Are you...
Success. Success.
And then... Mrs. Dean's just sitting there with, like, her mouth agape at this point. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I let her know who I was going to be from the get-go. I hung her dog right in front of her eyeballs. And then we went and got married. And I'm like, Isabella, what?
Yeah, right? And I was like, okay, Heathcliff. Like, I know you're an ass, but that yeah. is pretty evil, that's, honestly. That's
up there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if she just got on the horse and went anyways, like, what the heck?
Isabella, you're... Sorry, you're dumb. Like,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, you have done this to yourself.
Literally. So, then he tells Mrs. Dean that he is actively abusing his wife, but it's all within the limits of the law. And I'm like, what's the law?
Like, I'm sure it's quite a lot different than it is now.
He's like, yeah, so she can't file for separation, which I didn't realize that that was even a possibility in this time period.
Yeah,
so,
like, no.
Love that.
Yeah, I
but
mean.
But also.
I think it's probably, I guess, I think I did know that it was a thing, but it's pretty rare because if she was to leave Heathcliff, she wouldn't have anywhere else to go. She wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to go back home.
Yeah.
It's super frowned upon to be a divorced woman. Yeah. So, she would just
die. She had relatives, I guess. Much. I don't know.
I mean, good thing she's a slut. She can get by on that. No, just kidding. yeah.
So, then Isabella says that she hopes that either she or Heathcliff will die, and she does not care which. And I'm like, it has been 2 months. Like, holy
yeah,
crap,
right?
Girl.
It escalated pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. So, then he's, like, telling Mrs. Dean that he's trying to figure out how he can sneak in the house and see Catherine. Still in front of his wife. And she's like, listen, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna help you get Catherine. And he's like, I will not let you leave this house until you agree. And she's like, okay, sure. I guess I'll help you get Catherine then. Can I go now?
Yeah.
So we're on to chapter 15. It took her 4 days to give this letter to Catherine that he wrote. And because she decided to wait until every single person left the house, which is probably a good idea. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I agree.
So then Heathcliff, upon everybody leaving, somehow at the same time that she gave the letter, decides to break into the house and just walk on up to Catherine's room. So that's fine.
That's, yep.
And then upon seeing her, she starts making out with her on sight. They, like, jump into yeah. each other's arms.
Yes.
And Mrs. Dean's just in the corner, like,
yeah.
Well...
Like, obviously she has to be there to be able to tell the story, but I just feel like she wouldn't be around this much.
Like, I don't know about you, but I would be like, all right, I'm gonna go.
Because... yeah. She's like, yeah, no, I need to know. I need the story. I need the gossip.
This is being out there with binoculars. Like...
yeah. But she's in the room with binoculars. She doesn't even yeah. have to leave.
Literally. So, Catherine says that Heathcliff is part of the reason she's dying. And then Heathcliff's like, I don't think that's true. And then he's like, if you truly love me, why'd you leave me? And she's like, I had to. And then Edgar walks in, immediately storms up to the room. Catherine's like, oh my god, and passes out.
And Mrs. Dean is like, well, she passed out, or she's dead. That would also be fine.
Mrs. Dean's just like, can we, like, kill Catherine off yet? Or
yeah, I've had enough of this.
I love that she's telling this in past tense, too. Which makes it even better, because it's like, she already knows that, like, Catherine's gonna die. So she's just like, oh yeah, and I just did not care about this soul. Like, she doesn't try and, like, buffer this at all when she's retelling it. Like, most people would be like, oh, and I was so concerned, even if they weren't during the moment. Yeah. And like, she's like, no, I had a lotto going on when she would die. We were placing bets, all of us servants, and we were just pooling cash, hoping that it'd be, like, within the year. I said 3 days. unfortunately... So then, you know, obviously Edgar's like, oh my god, my wife's like on the brink of death. Heathcliff's like, okay, I'm gonna go sit outside and I'm gonna wait to hear of news of Catherine, and if you don't tell me in the morning, I'm busting back in here. So, and that's all we have. Heathcliff should just set up a tent in the garden at this point for how much he's out there.
I think he should probably just tell Edgar, look, I'm moving in. I live here now. Stop
me. Less problems. Less problems.
Yeah, this will be easier. He's just going to have to accept that they're both with her. And this whole time, she's also pregnant. Like, she is. And they kind of, like, mention it every once in a while, like,
mm-hmm.
Like, she's gonna die, but what about the heir?
And I don't think Heathcliff knows she's pregnant.
He doesn't mention it at all.
Yeah.
That'd I don't know.
Interesting reaction we get from him.
Yeah. We will see how that goes, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The drama in these chapters, I've just been smiling and laughing for the last couple of days as I relived them.
Yeah. I am very hype about this, honestly.
Just the thought of somebody being like, I will kill myself. I will just die from this. Just you wait and see. And then actually is able to pull it off. Like, what? Yeah.
You know what? Queen.
Yeah.
Go off.
What else? What else does she have going on up there, anyways?
Like, imagine just being like, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna die next week. And
I'm just... yeah. So I'm just gonna work away with that for now. Yeah. Just out of spite. It's great.
But we will see you all in 2 weeks, right here, same time, same place, discussing whatever unfolds next, because I truly do not know. Anything could happen. Anything's on the table.
Anything. Yes, 100%.
But before we go, where can all the people of the internet find you and your podcast and all those kinds of things?
Well, we are In Her Good Books podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And yeah, you can look for us wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll catch you all in the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.